We discussed already beginning of the siman, the halachas of the chomer of the kli, what the kli has to be made out of. Last week we discussed the tzura of the kli, the different halachas which are possibly taloi and toma and tara. The shleimus of the kli, the tzura of the kli, what type of kli in hilchas kelim is chayav in tilas kelim. And the sugya now, mostly in Sif Hei and Sif Ches, by the din of Sakin Shal Shchita, and Sif Ches by the Sakin Chituch Klofim, is the Shaila that the Gemara says another Tanai. That's the Gemara's Tanai that the Gemara has a Havamin, even Zuzah the Sarbala, maybe even the Chvesnish, the scissors that you used to cut big date semer, as she says. Or even these regular scissors should be Chayiv, because why not? It's Klei Gayim. We have no indication otherwise, L'Chayir. So the Gemara's Mechadesh, Dafka, Klei Suda, Ne'marim Beparsha. So what's Klei Suda? So it's not so clear the lean, but a little shver. We saw maybe a little bit of machlok. So Shainim Rashi says, because davar shayava ba'ish, and the derech of things to be put into the fire are klei suda. Rashba says a different taich. He says that ma'isets learn from the parsha of hagolas kelim. So the only things I need hagola are the things that are used in the kitchen. They have time is in them. Okay. So that's clear. Zuzu de Sarbala, big date sand to cut your big date samer, that's putter. So that's clear. So what's yes, Klei Suda? So the Gemara is it's Mavur in the Gemara what's Klei Suda. Even though that wasn't the point of the Gemara to say Eluhim, Hechan Hein, Klei Suda, you don't have a Gemara like that, but the Gemara does say in the Hemshech Gemara that Sleiches, Kitonios, Kum Kamusim, to basically refer to all the basic kalim that we eat off of and the basic kalim for preparation. Yairois, Kum Kamusim, things you cook water in, cook food in, eat food out of tzlechiyos. So lemaisa, it's not dvarim for Russia exactly together, but you see that's the general concept of klei suda. Lemaisa, we'll see. Ramesh, one of his tshuvas, takas medayik this gemara, and takas learns from here the gather of klei suda that you see has to be mamish, something that's mechan the food with the bishul or something you eat out of. But lemaisa, it's not dvarim for Russia, and then mail the question becomes the whole discussion in the paiskim, different types of eifanim where it's in between, where it's not zuzas the sarbala, which is a mefarshe gemara. It's also not Yeris and Kum Kamusin. It's not Mamish the Klei Bishul. So if we look in the Gemara, we're left with a big gap in between these two that leaves us with a certain unclarity. That's one Shaila that needs beer. And the other Shaila is that we're saying Klei Suda. So we have many Kalim, especially in our advanced day and age, many Kalim that sometimes you could use them for Klei Suda and sometimes not. Do we go Basar Reif Tashmisha? Do we not go Basar Reif Tashmisha? Hechi Kai Malun. What's the Halacha? Also something that's not first in the Gemara. Okay. So Sif Hei starts with the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that a Sakin Shal Shechita is Pater from Tvila. Mordechai in Chul says a Sakin Shal Shechita is Pater from Tvila. Aye, a Sakin Shal Shechita is Gor Chashev a Klei Suda. It chops up, it shechs your meat for you, kashers your meat for you. So why should it not be Chayv? Zok the Mordechai, it's not Klei Suda. Why is it not Klei Suda? Because the meat's not raw yet. You still have to do Malicha, Bishol, Tzli, whatever you have to do. But mice, it's still in the preliminary stages of preparing the food. That's not called Klei Suda. Now, so I'm saying, Imishum Misvara, Bechara Yeshma Alafalpa, because again, like we said, there's no Mefarshe Gemara. If the only Mefarshe Gemara we're working with is Zuzah de Sarbala, certainly Sakin Shal Shechita is more Klei Suda than Zuzah de Sarbala. So we're going to see very interesting Machlekes. Really, this Rai from the Gemara, is Deek from the Gemara, is Abyssal Yesh Lidchis. Why? Because the point of the Gemara mentions Zuzah de Sarbala, this is really Machlekes between the Bach and the Prisha, many of you probably saw. But the Gemara's point in Zuzah de Sarbala is not to draw the line where you're putter, and anything more sudadik than that is already chayev. That's not the Gemara's point. The Gemara has a havamina that even the most wild thing is chayev, even Zuzah de Sarbala. But lamaskana, that's not true. So it could be lamaskana that's putter mitfila, could be even things that are more shaykh to achila and sudar also putter, and that was brought for the havamina to bring the extreme position of the havamina that even Zuzah de Sarbala should be chayev. So could be there's no diak. But afal pikein lechayer, if we want to come and be mechayev, we want to come and say a p'tur on a klei matrius, which is shaila of tefila deraisa, stam asfar ba'alma, because the food's not muchan. I mean, certainly mefarshe gemara we don't have. So it is machlokes rishonim, like the Rambam brings from the Tashbits and the Maharash, that lemaisa the mechayev in sakin shal shechita. So where is it coming from? So you look in the Goin, you look in the Mordechai lane. So it's really coming from a gemara. Taka the Mordechai has a shtickle of gemara, not mamish from the Farash, but he has a gemara. The gemara in Chulin Tafches over there speaks about. When you want to go use the Sakin Shal Shechita of a guy, so the Gemara speaks about the requirements to do Livun. So says the Goyin, we in our Sugya in Avodah Zarah, and probably generally when the Gemara speaks about how to be Machshel the Kelim, the Gemara says, Malabanon, matbilon, magilon, matbilon. It tells you the whole process of how to make it kosher ultimately, you know, for usage. So here the Gemara just says malabna ba'ar. Well, wait one second, what about the tefillah? So we have a diuk, says the Mordechai, that we have a taka, have a Gemara, that it's pater mitefillah. That's the so the Mordechai, the hesber is that it's not klesuda, so shteitar shtekol together in klesuda. That is the shita of the Mordechai. The Chalkim, which the Ramah brings, Taiv B'lei Bracha, so Zak the Gain, so they hold, in Lamdas they hold, that's called Klei Suda, Mehechet Esinat, who cares, it's in the preliminary stages, I the Gemara, says the Gain, it's Tali Neshtekel, whole Esek over there in the Gemara, in the Klei Avei Dezara, V'chulei, Ayin Sham the Gain, Zak the Gain, they learned that Gemara is talking about She'ela from a guy. So like our Gemara says before, She'ela from a guy is Pater, because it's not Mochlep B'yad Yisrael, for whatever other reason, but Memela, that's the Shaya Hal learned the Gemara, so we are Emes handling Chatna Gemara.
And Zager, so the Mordechai has a Gemara that shows that is not Klei Suda, but he still doesn't know why it's not Klei Suda.
Right,
he
that's,
still has
that's
to Misfara.
Yes,
and go with a different Svara why Nechanem. That's not
Klei Suda. Yeah, and we'll see. Maisa, the Achrayim are talking about a couple different Svaras. The Mordechai Alain says it time. Nechanem. Okay. So that's the machloikas, Maisel Gabi, the etzem machloikas of Sakin Shashkita. So it's machloikas of Shainim, Machaber is Makel, Ramah says Ikar Adin or Makel, but Toiv to be Machmir, specifically we're talking about Matchis, Sakin Shashkita is Matchis, Toiv Lahachmir to be Toiv Belebrach. Okay. So if you look there on the Ramah, what happens? So there's a whole Hemshech of the Ramah. He starts mentioning other similar types of Kalim, which Lachaira learned that from Sakin Shashkita. Sila Ptora, Sila Chia, whatever you hold about Sakin Shoshkita. Which are what? Different Kalim that are very chashuv, very important, but very preliminary. And the case that the Rishonim speak about that Ramah brings are different Kalim that were Isaac in the Hachanas Ha'isa, cutting the matzah, cutting the dough, the Kalim for kneading the dough, chule v'chule. So all these types of things. The Chareg fall into the same category as Sakin Shoshkita. Fine. So then, L'chayra should be telling this machlokes. So the problem is, like we all saw, the problem starts that there's a problem with the diak and the Ramah, with the placement of the Ramah's Hagah, because the Ramah's Magia directly on the din of Sakin Shashkita, and then he keeps quiet. In the Hemshech of the Ramah, he himself brings the halacha that the other things are Padam Mitzvila, the Barzelim, that Mataknim Behem Amatzis. He leaves that open, Kilo's not Magia. So there's a Shayel Nachrenim, how to learn. So the Goyin. The Taz and the Goyin Sivkata and Yudalid, Taz and the Goyin both say that it's Lav Dafka. I mean, Ayin Sham the Darkei Moshe, there's no Makom Lachalik really, and Mela, the Chumra of the Ramah will apply to all other Kalim, and the Mela, any Kli that's a Kli, Eichel, Kli Suda, even if it's not the final stage, or Machmer, Toiv Lat Mila Bloy Bracha, that's Shita of the Taz. Says the Shach, Ne. Ramah's taka meduyik. So what's taka pshad in this diyuk? So the Shach says an interesting shtekel Torah. That what? Mitzad atzmai. These types of kalim are not chayef. And taka, we're willing to be poiter them in gansin. You don't even, not even lachum. Sakin shel shchita as a tosefes chaymer. What's a tosefes chaymer of sakin shel shchita? That is the chumra that it's ra'uy to be used for other things. It's sacha kol, it's a knife. Knives can be used for all kinds of things, but are mamish klei suda, mamish on the table, mamish for achila mamish. So since it's roi for other things, that's enough. So lamaisa, it's an interesting shtickle tire, because saif kol saif, like the goyin tainas, we don't go baser haroi, we don't go baser what you could do. What is it miyuchad for? What are you using it for? So the chayish data in the shach, like you know, shtickle pshara. Yeah, lamaisa sakin shel shchita is klei oichel, something used for food. So the klei oichel of the preliminary stages is not enough to give it a shame klei suda mamish, but it's also not enough to be mafkiyat from the shame klei suda. So we could borrow the shame klei suda from what it's ra'i for, but ultimately we're saying because it's a knife, and you're using it as a knife, and you're using it as a knife for food. So, you know, people cut all kinds of different foods with their knives. So just because punk now you're cutting a food that's not ra'i, but this is a knife, you could also cut foods that are ra'i. So Maisa, the Shach brings this from a Gilyanus Veheter, but Lamaisa, it's also a shtickle mavur in the Mordechai lane, this far of the Mordechai. Because if you look in the Mordechai, he says two things about the Sakin Shel Shchita. He says, first of all, you can't even use it for other things. He points that out. And it's a shayla. Is this called Roy Latashmish Machirim? Because you have to do Hadacha, because it's, you know, it's got the blood. So says the Mordechai, you cannot use it for Tashmish Machirim. What about this Tashmish of Shchita? And this Tashmish is not called the Tashmish because it's not ready yet. So it's Meduig in the Mordechai. That if it would be right for Tashmish Machirim, even though this tashmish of shchita is not a good enough tashmish to the mechayev, that would be a chiyuv. Right? The Mordechai is mashma. You need both timing to pato. You need the fact that it's not roi and the fact that this is not a tashmish. But if it would be roi, it's mashma tashmish would be enough.
And the chayev.
Right. Right, and the Taz really quotes
at the end of the day, though, I'm saying the Sagan Shel Shechita is roi. It is roi for other things, meaning
it is
most, right. It is roi.
Oh, you're saying so? What's how can the Mordechai pater? Yes, yeah, so this seems to be the shaila. It's roi al dei hadocha. That could be the machlokes, right. Well, so it could be other achrinim weren't noches b'chal to that time. That's roi for dvar machirim. Like the Taz seems to ignore it. The Taz, even though he quotes that, the Taz seems to ignore it. It says the chumra is the chumra. The chumra is that even dvarim that are not ruyim for anything else were machmer across the board. Right, and that's why the Taz is mechayiv even by the Barzelim. But Lemaisa Azoy is meduyik taka in the Mordechai. What's that?
Why isn't it
roi? It's not roi ki mois shehu, because it has blood. Yiftu
adacham. The angle for the story is mitzad the kli. It's
yeah. So this could be totally you know in the first year in the beginning of the sugya we discussed that possibly machlokes shein and whether hadacha is called a hechsher process or not. Is hadacha just like cleaning? Should Baal Bat is cleaning, or is it part of the Hechsher process that could be Machlokes Rashi Rabban, whether Hadachah is Mefurish in the Pasuk? If you hold Hadachah as a Hechsher, so it could be this Kli is not Roy, it needs a Hechsher.
Okay,
Yesh Lodim.
It's out to my. Yeah. He just means straight, the knife is the knife.
Yesh Lodim.
It's Be'etzim Machlokes. It's Shaykh to be a Shaykh. Doesn't matter.
No,
how far
the Mordechai patters. The Mordechai is the one who patters from.
Yeah. The svar connected is the etzem. It's
closer.
Even though he needs both.
And if I care, in chanami, I mean the svar sachalkim. If they need, if you need it to be roy, so teretz is that it's roy. Alidei hadacha. Chanami.
And the
ma'aseh
the gavir shabbos, I think the fact that shchita is not
some
sort of kiss because it's not used for anything else.
In chanami, so you see the gedarim by stays. Yeah. It's definitely miyuchet for shchita. You know, even if it would be roy for dvar machirim, I don't think the average shaykh.
Yeah, it's good roy. And lechatchila, you're not allowed to use for anything else. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to use to have a sakan.
Right, miyuchet.
Can't cut it because the shemenef comes from ourselves.
Can make pegimas the knife. Fine. So this is the svara of the shach. So the maiso lahalacha. I didn't see any clear hachra. That's him. The chachmas adam does paskin lekula. Paskin's like the shach that. It's only Sakan Shel Shechita that we're machmer for because it's right for the Rechim and everything else, the Ramo is Mekal and you can be Mekal Lemaisa. Lemaisa, the Goin is Machmir, Stark, Taz is Machmir. I saw even, Kipshuto, the Machaber is Gor Machmir, the Machaber holds even Sakan Shel Shechita's Potter. And yet I saw that the Ben Ishchai is Machmir, the Ben Ishchai is Machmir for like Kedas Ramo, whichever Shechita in the Ramo you learn. So, what it seems is that certainly by matzchis yesh lahachmir to shayon deraisus, and by schuchas also they say lechatchil to be toivel b'loy bracha unless you have a grace at tzairich. It's a big tircha, whatever it is, but lechatchil to be toivel b'loy bracha. So this is a nafkemino lemaisa for what? So for various different things that are in the average kitchen, some people have like kneading bowls just to knead dough, or some kind of like a KitchenAid type of thing that you have extensions that are just for kneading dough, the special bowl. And well, the bowl could be roi for dvar machirim yishladim, but and then anyway it would be chayiv kuli alma. But I'm saying something about nafkamina shach and taz would certainly be the extensions of your KitchenAid or whatever it is that are just for kneading dough that are not roi for dvar machirim. So lechayr afal pikein yesh la toivlim b'loy bracha lahachmer like the taz and the goyim. Okay, they speak about a sifter, a flour sifter. No, so we're gonna get to Riftash Mishra. I hope not. Well, let's see. They speak about a sifter. Sifter is also, that's not yet, right? Okay, I think Bederach Klal, they're not, there's no metal in there. But if there's metal, that would also put on the Shiloh. Cookie forms, you know, cookie cutters that to make shapes of cookies. So when the Svarim point that out, Lachar be telling the Shiloh. It's only used for Dvarim She'enam Ru'iyim Lachilo, but Maisel Fi, the Schomer, you should be told them, but Abad Abulim.
Blei
Bracha. Oh yeah? Well, not really.
Not so
crack.
So some people have a schnitzel hammer that has like a metal thing on it to whack out the schnitzel. So not ready for dvar machir, except to hit your kids. And then it would also be telling this machlokes yesh makom hakol, but ma'isel lechatchila yesh tov bracha lahachmer like the taz and the goyin shayel of matches. What do you say?
Yeah, roy means kill like. saying kilu roi is not, it's not done normally because of other, you can use the kitch, you can use it if you want.
Yeah, I mean you could use anything, right? I assume I'm just saying from the rai that the shach brings, the barzelim that they were attacking, you know, something that they were cut the isa with, probably something that would be very awkward to use for something else, like, you know, this these extensions in your KitchenAid to knead dough. Theoretically, you could mix your chocolate milk with it, but it would be a very awkward, strange thing. So l'chayr means it's not oimid. It's not oimid for any other tashmish. L'chayr.
So it ends up being the thing what we're saying, that we're nemming on the use right now where the shechita is in the ina ma'is achila. There's no even toiv l'tav, toiv l'hak will be sakin klafim. Not even a hava made on the until you use an arai.
We're going to get to sakin klafim, yes. L'chayr, yes. Okay, so this... Okay, so we have a nice deek in the Mordechai. That l'maisa, this is the tzir of hadvarim, that... Like we're saying that it has to be a klei oichel and roi for klei su de mamish. Okay, but sacha calls a shtekel teir, not mafurish. And so the prichadah says like this. Prichadah says that avada we're not going to lav dafka the rama. Avada is shtark meduik that's dafka sacha shashkita. Prichadah says a different time. Nothing to do with the fact that roi not roi. Who cares about roi? Like the goin says, ain hochem baser a roi, hochem baser a shimush. Says the prichadah shchelik is pashut. Sakin shel shchita, that's a gur chashav etikon. It's not ready yet in a chanami, but it's so chashav the shchita. I mean in the Tikkun chashu gadol mizu, so such a chashu v'tikkun, even in the earlier stages, is makam l'eschayiv. Hashenkin, other things, what, to just cut the dough, to just flatten it out, to just make the holes, whatever it is, that's not so chashu. So for those things that are not so chashu, there has to be the final tikkun, has to be roi l'achila. And if it's not roi l'achila, then only something like a sakin shel shchita, which is gar chashu, that would be chayiv in tefillah, and that's the pshat sakin shel shchita. Now, Keinzu, the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned such a svara.
That's
still a machloikis. Yes, that's still a machloikis. Meaning that's still the Machaber's Mekel and the Ramah's Machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan has a similar svara. He also goes, Ein Shom, a whole different halach, betzim in these halachas. But Lemaisa, he also mentions this svara that Kefi the Dargo of the Chashivas of the Tikkun, that will be Machayev or not Machayev. Okay, so that's the Prichodesh of Mahalach. Now, whether or not that's the pshat in this Ramah, the pshat in the Chumra Sakin Shel Shchita. It's a chiddush, mistama. It's not the pashat of pshat, chves nisht. Maybe like the shach, not like the shach. But al kapanim, this yisoid, that a kli, in order to be mugder, as a kli suda, has to shtel tzu to the meichel, a chashav etikun, so that already we find dvarim for Rasha. And basically it starts with the tour. The tour says, a seemingly very simple statement. He says, when he's talking about the things that are potter, because they're not klei suda, so he says, kegoin misparayim uchayotzi bahem she'enem tzarchei suda. So like, pashut, after learning the Gemara and learning the Rishonim, so when you see the Torah say misparayim, what's he referring to? Suda the sarbala, pashut. Yeah, that's the misparayim. Rashi says misparayim, obviously that's what he's referring to. Comes along the Prisha, and Prisha says, no. It doesn't say misparayim shel tzemer, it doesn't say, it means even the misparayim that you cut, that you're koin vinas ayerek, some kind of peeler, something that you cut up, or peel vegetables with. And Zok there, that's Potter. Why? Shaloi Mikshav me ikr tikun tzarchei asuda. Okay, so like we said, the diak from the Gemara is Uzud the Sarabla, Mishkan Grace Diak, and the Taz points this out. Because that was just being said for the Havmina, even that's Chayev. But Maskana, that's Potter. Who didn't even regular Misparayim, and that's Pshat in the Torah. The Torah is saying, if it's felt in the Chashivas of the Tikkun, it's not being stung to a Chashav of Tikkun to the Michael, it's Potter from Tvila. And that's the Pshat Misparayim. And the Pretor is Masbir. This mahalach of the priest, and he says, "Tikun zed kniva loy mikri kol kach tikun she'in muchrach." First of all, it's not totally necessary for the food. But gam ina moisib loy davar mitam zed. It's nishkin grace zach. And the meila says the priest that potter mitvila.
Even though it was mamish a step before.
Even though kipshuta, and that's kipshuta the shach and tazler, not like others trying to be falpal the taz. The prichadish has a different mahalach. The pritar suggests such a mahalach. It's telling whether it's a raw vegetable or an edible or unedible vegetable, but he says lahedya, but that's not what the Prish is saying. It's clear that the Prish is saying even an edible vegetable, a peeler is
right,
nishin gersi,
not a chashav tikkun. It could be that they would even pater a chashav tikkun.
Well, that's the
step removed.
Well,
even when it's immediate, it's not a step.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's two sugyas here.
Right.
That's the shach.
Exactly.
And it could be they learn like the shach. That's the pshat and sakash shchita. And over here, they have a different, right, exactly.
Right.
This is a different diuk, it's a diuk in the tour. And they're saying misvara pshat in the tour is that it's not like into a chashav tikkun.
Not like the Aruch HaShulchan, if it's an ikar tikkun, I don't care when it
right.
is.
Right. Mechanem. So you see a yasaid that it has to be a tikkun chashav in order to have a shem klei suda. Now, this priest is paskin by the shach and the taz. And not like the Bach who's chaylik and says, mehechatesi avada, once you're doing a tikkun and it's roi l'achila, so you're chay. So fine. Okay, so maybe Yesh Lachmer like the Bach. You know, Maisa, it's a big chiddush in the Torah. Sefer loves the big chiddush. The Torah says Misparayim, Kipshuta means he's desirable. Okay, but Maisa, it's a Prish and a Bach and a Shach and a Taz. Okay, so Ula Yesh Lachmer like the Bach. But Maisa, Avada, it would seem that a vegetable peeler, Tefillah should be Bloy Bracha. Because L'chari, that's kind of in Baisa Yerk, L'chari, that's what we're talking about. L'chari, that's the Kli that we're talking about. Shteitar, it's not for me. Iker, Tzarche, Choshev, Tikunim. And the Mela should be Tayyub, be Bracha. And that's what Beinusen showed us from Rebelski in the Sefer Shulchan Alevi, that Taka says a peel should be able to have Bracha. Surprisingly, I didn't see this. The others sort of point this out. L'chayr Taka, there's no tzad to make a bracha. L'chayr, some kind of peeler. It needs tefillah, because we're machmir for the bach, but tefillah without a bracha. Unless we'll be machalik, unless we're going to be machalik and say that, I don't know exactly what their metzias were.
Not like the shach.
What?
Like the
Why not like the
shach?
Like the shach. So unless we're going to be mechalik and say that maybe like this, you know, what does the pre-tayer say? He says, this tikkun wasn't so kolka chashiv, wasn't so mukhrach. So now, a lot of things we peel, it's not mukhrach. You peel an apple, it's not so mukhrach. You peel a potato before you cook it, not so mukhrach. But the mice, when you peel a carrot, it's pretty mukhrach.
See, it's not like the shach, because the shach says not right for anything else.
But now we're not talking about right for anything else. Now we're talking about, is this itself a mechayiv? So on that, we don't have a shach. We have a shach. We have a shach, the Pashkin's a prisha. And he says the Prisha is right, and Knivas Yerek, the Misparayim for the Yerek, are Potter. Potter mitvil. Right. So we're Machmer for the Bach, we'll be Toivel. But like the Shach, Taz, and Prisha, L'chari can't make a Bracha. So unless, all I'm saying is that L'maisa, the Hagdor, the Pritari says, is not Mukhrach. So you tell me, are peelers Mukhrach Bizmanenu? So for carrots, they are. Other than that,
I don't know. Some people peel.
Okay, that's already a different taina. I could use something else. The question is this tashra? So maybe that's what people are assuming. Bizmanein would say it's taka chashav. Okay, a lot of things, all of the things that are edible raw that we use peelers for. I think the only thing I could really think of is carrots. Cucumbers you could eat with the peel. It's not a tikkun mukhrach kol kach. People enjoy it. It's a Tosefis, but that's good for the point of the Prisha. It's not so. They did it also. Obviously, they had a point. You know, they had a reason to do it. It wasn't so. Potatoes are kosher. First of all, potatoes is also not so important if you cook it. But right. Potatoes and mice, it's also a step removed. It's, we also have nothing. What's that? Could you? Yeah. Okay. Without peeling. Okay. Tzenechanami. That's. So Mimela. Unless you'll say that be'einenu, you know, this is not exeris hakasuf of peelers. Unless you'll say that bezmanenu be'einenu, peeling is chashav azach. It's more chashav. It's more mefunuk. Pshuta l'char, you couldn't make a bracha on tefillas kelim of a peeler. Okay. So now, al pi svarazu, that really we're saying based on a tour, and the achrenim are explaining the svara that you need a tikkun chashav. So ma'isa is declaring the achrenim. What about a kli that doesn't prepare? You don't do bishul. You don't do tzliya. And you're not eating on the table, because again, Rav Moshe points this out, or Chashulchan points this out. Chayil of shtelling to a chashav atikun is only the things that are not klei suda mamish. They're tzorchei suda, that what you cook in the kitchen. So once we're in the kitchen, you have to find something chashav. But on the table, avad all your plates, cups, knives, forks. Even though you'll say, I can really eat on the table. I don't really need a plate for this food. I don't really need a fork. Bechule bechule. But avad, that's the klei suda mufhakim. That's the klei suda that we eat off at the table. That's klei suda mamish. There's no shayil. That's chayav. But the shayil. So the shayil nechreinim. Kiva eger has a klar. What about kelim that we need pasha for storage purposes? The shayin lechreinim is about chavius gedolos for of yayin. That's one of those farz. The Shev Yankov said that you're not preparing the wine, you're not making the wine in these barrels. It's just for ichsun. It's just storage. It's storage kelim. No, that's what he's saying. These chavius gedolos were just used for storage. Okay, you saw them for further fermenting. They're talking about a metzias. Yeah, they're talking about a metzias of where it's just storage. And Lamaisa, it's based on this taina that the Torah says that it could be misprayim shayak karpata because you need a chashav tikkun. So is this called a chashav tikkun? So Lamaisa, it's a machlokes achreinim. Kiviger brings from the Mahari Melida that this svara, that since it's only lahamid, the Aruch HaShulchan says such a svara. Okay, usually in the cases that achreinim are discussing, there were other tzirufim like we discussed. The Eretz Gedolos were too big, they weren't movable, they were mechaber lekaka, b'chulei. But Lamaisa, this is one of the svaras. The same, Rabbi Kiviger declares this svar mitzad atzmai, and he brings machlokes achreinim. Mahari Melida was taka mekel. But Lamaisa in Shom, Rabbi Kiviger brings the cholkim. The Chacham Sodom is mavur. He did not accept this kula by the Chavius Gedolos. He held that they were chayiv. And so Melo, the Shail of Kli Yichsun blibes a machlokes machlokes achreinim. So certainly by matchis you have to be machmir, and by schuchis, okay, again by schuchis it seems generally they say, you know, b'li tzairich tercha meruba, you should be taivo b'lai bracha. Very interesting, I saw that they bring from the Maril Diskin, the Chuvus Maril Diskin, the Kuntres Achron, as Kufla Midvav. So he says there that he heard from his mother, and I guess he didn't get a chance, his father wasn't around in the kitchen, but he heard from his mother that his father told his mother in the kitchen, you know, she was the one dealing with the food, that the tzluchios, the bottles, you don't have to be tayvel. And Kanarei, he's using Samech on this one, that the bottles were just for Ichsun, and it was schuchis, at least by schuchis, by a shayla of derabbanan of schuchis for the, so they, the Maril Diskin. What's that? What's that? What do you mean klipa?
Isn't that the stuff that they bought?
Oh, 1 second. No, right. So 1 second. We're gonna get to that. No. So this seems to be Maril Diskin, and also the Beis Yehuda. They're talking about the heter was that there was some kind of storage bottles. That's what Lachari they were talking about. Some kind of storage bottles, not the bottles that we actually have on the table that we're pouring out of. Yeah, not the things that come on the table. The bigger, what's that?
Not the bottles.
Oh, so 1 second. So they're talking Lachari now. They're talking about bottles. They had some kind of bottles that they used. They probably made their own drinks and their own wine. They filled it up and they were storage kelim. And Maril seems to have been makel by schuchis. L'maisa b'litircha Lachari, you should be toivel without a bracha. And by matchas, for sure you'd have to be machmer. So no bracha. Clay ichsun, you couldn't make a bracha. Now, Maisarei, it's important to point out that the kelim that we buy, that are storage kelim, but that you buy from the store, from the supermarket, that contain kol minei different canned foods, bottled foods, things that you wouldn't bring to the table, and they're just taka storage, there, it's not nichsun to the shayla for two different reasons. Kol oy, that the food is still in its original container, so the paiskim say kula, that there the ikker is the food, you're just buying it as a wrapper, as a case, and it's nidun like chaislos, that's like the peel of the food, and it's batal and it's tafel to the food. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva and Chelek Beis, Simen Mem.
But there's a havamina, pour it out?
Yeah, not only is there a havamina, but according to some, there's a maskana like that too. That there would be a chiv either to pour it out, or once you open it, you have to pour it out. Maisa, in the Sefer Tefillos came, he brings from Shlomo Zalman, and Ramesh was also Mekel. Maisa, there's another tzad, that if it's a sealed can, like the Kufsot Chimurim, like the tuna cans, so once you open it, you're the one making the kli. Okay, we'll leave that for Sefiyot to decide if that chiddush is right or not. Ramesh goes so far as to say that these things are so much so mugdar as the kli, as chayslos, as the peel and bottle and tuft of the kli, says Ramesh that then, when you finish the contents, and you want to go and reuse them, you're allowed to reuse it. Because when you go reuse it, you're the one making it a kli. So Moshe says, this far you could be tzaymechan by schuchis, because it's schuchis on the chiv ben darbanan. By matchas, he's more neutral hachmir. He says, you know, if someone's going to be mekel, you can't be meiche. Mashma, that's him, he'd be machmir. It's interesting over there in that shayla, in that sefer tefillos kelim, so Shlomo Zalman is also mekel, that you don't have to empty the contents. You could eat out of, you could like eat the tuna out of the can, but, you know, something people commonly do is like with baked beans, they put the actual can, they open it, they cook it on the fire with the can. So Shlomo Zalman said he doesn't want to be mekel. He says, I don't have a hachra, but that already seems like your mamish making it into a chashva kli. Fear Moshe Pashat, okay. You made it into a kli. Certainly when the contents are in there, even when you empty out the contents and you reuse it, Moshe, okay. By matchas, he was more machmer, by schuch, he can make it, but certainly the first time. But interesting that
there. It won't be that it changed into a kli, because the only way to cook the beans is in the pot.
I mean, you're turning this can of beans into a kli. Yeah. So then there's a svara lahakal.
That
the yid did it, right? That's Rav Moshe's svara.
Even though when they made a kilu, it could have been used.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. This is why I'm saying Rav Moshe said the svara. He wasn't really saimichan it by matzah. Said matzah shouldn't be saimichan it. In limchais, but shouldn't be saimichan it. But yeah. It seems to Rav Moshe that kol you have the original contents in there. It's for sure batal and tafel to the food. So now you're saying, but once you're cooking in it, it's worse.
Yeah, but even if you took it, it's still
alright.
So you throw it
around.
Yeah.
After.
It's not a.
Okay, so this was Rav Shlomo Zalman's pickbook. L'chayra l'fi Ramesh that it's bottom top of the kli, it's even when you're cooking in it. And Bifrat, Ramesh really goes so much to say that you're the one making the kli. And we also have a tzirif that since we need a can opener, you're actually making the Pesach in the kli. That's a Chazon Ish that was Baina Dareis on Shabbos. L'chayra there's a shtarket tzad to say that you're the one who's the Oisa kli, and it's a Yiddish kli. Okay, so that's these are not so lamaisa. Some people save these tin cans, not so common. Many people save glass jars of mayonnaise and different things like that. So l'fir Moshe Tzpseder, Moshe says vada yishlis mechal sebschuchas. It is machlokes apayskim. Others weren't makabel as far, but Moshe says that you can be semichan. And I think for sure in America, that's at least in America, that's the minhag to be mekel. Lamaisa what?
Even for reusing.
Yeah. I spoke once to a Rav here. He was very, he's noted to be very machmir, not to accept that chesh. So Maisa, so what's Negeah Halacha Maisa?
What do they do when they buy?
Buy what? No, no, just for reusing I'm talking about. For the first time usage, they're all, yeah, right, it's not Klar Mamish, I ain't sure. For cooking, yeah, he had a pickbook about cooking. Right. Okay, so some of the common child is just a little halachal maisa, yeah, the common thing some people have, you know, that they keep on the kitchen counter, little jars, sometimes metal cans that you keep in them, sugar, salt, coffee, tea leaves, you know, it says coffee, you know, different nice little jars like that. So these are klayichsun, these are storage things. Clearly they require tefillah without a bracha. If we're going to be machmer, this safek in there. Yeah, if they're from metal, if they're from zchuchis as they often are, they're still definitely nice hider. Yesh makum to be toivel without a bracha, nice safek. And like we said, it's a shtickel based on the Torah, which is a chiddush. But lachayr nechanami yesh amigos meich, someone who wants to be makel by zchuchis. Usually derech klal that's chiturcha. So okay, so now the mice like this. So again, we're talking all things that you don't bring to the table. But the things that come onto the table, that's ready. Klei su the mamish and yichayev. Even though there's a shayla, what's that? Which? Yeah, Ramosha says that in that tshuva that I quoted in Chelik Beis Mem, and Archa Shulchan has such a line like that also. So lemaisa, it's interesting. Even things that are brought on the table. So there's this chiddush we were discussing about. Sometimes people will bring a little jar of coffee to the table with boiling water, and then you take from the coffee and, you know, you make your own cup of coffee, or bring a little thing of tea scents and you make your own tea at the table. So there is a svara in the Achronim that this should be like Sakan Shel Shchita, because the coffee is not roi, and because the tea is not roi. So if the coffee and the tea are not roi, so it's a kli which is used for food, which is not roi mitzad atzmo tea. So that's like Sakan Shel Shchita, so it should have that pater and that suffix, and maybe couldn't make a bracha. So like we discussed, there's a vada makam lachalik, that which we find the chiddush in the Mordechai is only something that's mechusir tikkun gadol, like bishul, or some kind of big tikkun like that. The emesis Kivi Eger discusses the matchenet shell coffee, the coffee grinder, and he's mavur there that for the preparation of the coffee itself, it wouldn't be chayv. He speaks about it. He says lefi the shach, it's shaylov, is it right for other things or not right for other things? It's a question of a preliminary stage, but I think that's talking about, you know, regular coffee grinds, which certainly need a much bigger bishul and much bigger tikkun. The things that come to our table, even though they have to be mixed into the food, just because they have to be poured in or mixed in, like the tea scents or the freeze-dried coffee, the cafe names, and all these things, and the fact that you have to mix it in is not mafkei l'shem klei suda. And it's a pashan ofen or amah. Yeah, because it says rechaim shel pilpul and rechayev. Pilpul, no one eats plain, no one eats by itself. The pashup shot is that when you grind them up, pepper grinds are right, you have to push it, shake it into your food. So that's part of the pashup.
Storage of sugar
doesn't bring to the table, doesn't come to the table. If it comes to the table and it's something you put on the table and you store, then it's not just a stand, it's clay suit, then chanamik. And that's why in Moshul they say, you know, like, it's pashup. But Taka, he writes this, I guess someone was like, you know, asking him about this, starting up with him about it. He says that a salt shaker is pashup, it's chayv of the bracha. Because it's clay suit, it's something on the table you eat with, you know, your fork and knife, your salt, you know, it's on the table.
Same thing with coffee, they used to eat their coffee beans.
Okay.
People still do eat coffee beans.
Okay. Maisa, there's another svar of Shlomo Kluger in Tuftan Vidas. You know, they bring from Tuftan Vidas, so he has another svar that the coffee, it's not roi, and when you put it into the water, it's bottled to the water. He tells to a svar from Bishal Akum that we say the ikar is the water, not what's mixed into the water. Yeah, I don't know really what it should have to do with Tefilas Kelim and Klei Suda. You know, when you put the salt on the food, he's talking mechalik, but tavlinim, it's not bottled. Once it's on the table and something you're eating from and pouring into the food, that's Klei Suda. And these things that are commonly used by the table, chayev the bracha. And Maisa, I saw B'Shem the Sefer Beis David. So he's talking, Kilu asks the stira, what's the pshat in the two ramas? Sakin shel shchitas chayev. I'm sorry, rechayim shel pilpulin is chayev, it's mashmav with a bracha, it's pasha lechayev. And sakin shel shchita, it's the whole shayla, shtekel toira, because it's a preliminary stage, it's right for dvarim achirim. So it says the base of it, what's the chiluk between rechayim and sakin shel shchita? It says rechayim is pepper, it's pasha right to use, it's like salt, it goes right into the food. Mashenkin sakin shel shchita is at an earlier stage. Okay, that's just a side point in terms of, you know, at what point do we say being on the table makes it klesuda? But nachshel nyanenu, that we're discussing this yisoid of that the prisha takes out of the tour, and that the achrayim are stopping by kli yichsun, that lamaisa you need, if it's not the kli suda, and if it's not being eaten from on the table, and it's not the use from the usage at the suda mamish, it needs to shtel to a tikkun to the food. It has to like to a tikkun, and some kind of tikkun with some kind of chashivus misuyemes, how much is good for the shayla. So comes Rav Moshe, and Igros Moshe, chelik yimel simen chav dalet, you're there. And the shayla he's asked over there is, what about a toaster? Now, he doesn't mean a toaster oven, but rather a toaster, you know, the ones that you stick the bread in, pops out. Is it chayv in tefillah? So says Rav Moshe. So it's interesting, in Tefillah's Kiyam, he quotes from the earlier, when Rav Moshe first wrote it in Torah Vahira, in the Kavitz Torah Vahira. So there Rav Moshe said, if you're afraid it can be miskalkel, shasat chak, whatever it is, the tshuva, he writes, Motor Mekar Din, Afil B'loy Makam Hefsid, like he's madgish to the Shayel, Afil B'loy Makam Tzarechadl, the Kolshkim Makam Tzarechadl, Mais is Pater, why is it Pater? So says Rav Moshe, let's see. So Rav Moshe there, very interesting, goes into the Gemara. He's medayik a little alayin from the Gemara that you need a certain chashivas of yaris kum kamisin ayin sham. He says, you need a like so a bishul, a real tikkun shalim, as long as it's not the kelim on the table itself. And the Meila says, well, the bread is gan tfein in roi. It's not really such a chashiv a tikkun. Some people like it. He calls it the yibush hapas. They like it dried out, crispy, but that's in the pas is roi. So you're not really doing any chashiv a tikkun. It's not klei yichsun. And says Rav Moshe, you'll tell me klei yichsun. Says Moshe, you know what the tzat to be machmer and klei ichsun is? That the ichsun is a gufa, is a tzarech gadol on the food. Yeah, that's what
Someone
he says. So Dr. Moshe, she'i efshal yos b'li kli, a food that's efshal yos b'li kli, nechshav gam akiyum, kemaisa tikkun afiyu bishul. Mashenkin here, there's no tzarech at all. There's no tzarech, there's no hechrech, no tzarech at all. And once there's no hechrech, says Moshe, it's patam yitvila. So now like this.
There's another tzat to get through a toaster oven. If you live in America, and you buy Eggo waffles,
yes,
and you make them in your toaster oven, okay, that's your roof, there's me showing you.
Toaster oven or
toaster? Toaster. Yes. You put properly in toaster. Kosher. That's not okay.
Bomb title.
What do you mean?
We used to use it not for bread. Well,
what,
also for
what do you mean? They're not edible beforehand?
They're frozen. They're not. They're raw.
In a chana. Eggo waffles?
Okay.
Yeah. Waffles. Okay, so I just want to say like this, that this Svar of Moshe, now you're pointing out, what about the Bach? The Bach is Machayev. We're Machayev by a peeler. So I think Enochanami. This Chiddush of Moshe, Yesh Lodin. Yesh Lodin. It's not so poshut, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, you know, it's not necessary, but, you know, toast is a whole different thing. You know, it's a Shailen Shabbos to make bread to toast. It's a Chai for Tzli, Bishol, whatever. Lamaisa, it is a Chashivas. People enjoy it. You're liking to a Tikkun. So I think that Enochanami, that L'chayra, I would have thought, it's L'chayra very similar to the peeler. What's the peeler saying? It's not Hechrechi, says the Pritayer, but it's Kishmak. So it says the Bach, you chayv with the Bracha. Says the Shachtas Prisha, your Potter. So we're chayv with the, we're Mesupik, we're chayv with the Bracha. So the L'chayra here, you can hear such a thing, it's chayv with the Bracha, because it's likened to a Tikkun, but not such a Chashv Tikkun. Okay, Ramosha Weiss felt that, you know, first of all, it could be Ramosha took on Mekar Adin like the Prisha Shachtas, that we really Potter from Tzil over there. I don't know what Moshe held about that machloikis. And maybe if that's episode machloikis, he held this was a little bit better. This is even less necessary because over there you're taking off something that's bothering you. Here it's just to add a certain chashivas. People, nothing bothers people about bread. They like the toast. So l'chayre, this is certainly makom ladon, and certainly makom to say that it should be chayiv. And this is, I have a different problem. I don't know why I didn't see anyone point this out. I would think there's a greater tzad to pater for a different reason. And that is because it's an oven. It's a maisa ishba ba'alma. And like the post can say that by the immersion water boilers, you just put in the coil into the cup to boil the cup of tea, it's just maisa ish. It's not a klibachal, it's an oven. So, l'chayr, mishum ha, l'chayr has no shaykhus to close with it. What's that?
The grill.
The oven is
putter.
Right. The grill. Alatsat,
the
what?
The grill, that touches the food, that you have to tell.
Which grill? What do you mean the grill?
Let's say a barbecue grill.
Oh, so that's a different story.
No, but here it's touching the food.
Yeah, and I'm not, but I think there's another tonight aside from touching food, but by a barbecue grill, by these George Foreman grills, chad is that you have the marechet tachimon, and then you have, it's built in, it's connected, but you have the keel of the pan that you cook it on. It has something to hold the pas up, but I'm saying there's like a, probably like a little, there's a little thin metal thing that holds it up, and then there's just push of the coils that are toasting it. So I think there's a big makam to say that just maisa ish ba'alma. And it's like a tanur. Now, if we could accept, like, you know, the Archa Shulchan Svaras. Okay, so you have to look at the cage itself. I don't think there's any like, formal kli, like there is by these former grills, the sandwich makers. They have it, puts the plate over there. There's a plate, there's a grill, the barbecue. The barbecue has a grate. That's a kli. And then underneath is the marechet that cooks it. But here, it's a shtickle. It seems like you're just putting it into the ish. So, there's sad to say that it should be my ish. Okay, that's why they weren't next to it. What was shocking to me is that in the Sefer Tefillos Kelim, he brings B'Shem of Shalom Zalman and B'Shem of Shevet Alevi, that toaster's chayav with a bracha. I don't understand. It's sad to say it's chayav with a bracha. Ramosha, okay, here, Ramosha is going, he's mamish, you know, Ramosha's koyach to teira and, you know, koyach to be machriya, that this is better than the peeler and this is worse than the peeler. So when we're fact fake, maybe it's somewhat of tikkun, less tikkun, more of a tikkun. But to say it's chayav with a bracha, it's a big chiddush.
It's a big
thing,
and also if your bread
is
starting to go bad.
Okay, that's me at Tashmisha.
He said,
Shalom Zalman and Shevet Alevi, that Chayv of the Bracha. Okay, I think these things are tackled difficulty. I don't know. Okay, this gets into the other discussion of the Kevim Chashmalim. Okay, Chayv, you could put it in and let it dry out, depending on how delicate. Yeah, so L'chayr Tzarechin and L'chayr Rav Moshe, it's based, like we see, it's based on the Gemara, it's based on the Torah, the Rishonim, Shachtas and Prisha, Pila. And the emphasis is, I really have the same difficulty with what seems to be in these different various Svarim on Tfilos Kelim. They seem, Stimas Hadvarim, they assume, I think, like Pila is a Chayef, Mashma with a Bracha, L'chayr Tzarechin, L'chayr there's no Malkum to be Toivet with a Bracha. Okay, so that's in terms of what makes it Suda, what makes it not Klei Suda. Now, what about... I can't say I saw that first. That's definitely the impression you get from some of these farm. But Anderson showed us from Belsky that's mamish the shiloh.
Assuming kniva means peeling. Yeah. It's just cutting, so you didn't do anything.
It can't be a regular knife. Regular knife's plush. It's a regular knife.
Yeah, it's a scissor. Scissors that you can't cut.
What do you do with a scissors to a vegetable, example?
You cut the carrot. I don't know.
Okay, so now what happens when you have a kli? So very nice. Now we've been magdir how much of a chashav a tikkun on the table, off the table. Just exactly how much of a tikkun does this kli have to shtal to be called kli suda? What happens when you have a kli and you're using it sometimes for suda dikat tzrachim and sometimes for non suda dikat tzrachim? Do we go basar reif tashmisha or do we not go basar reif tashmisha? Says the Raman Sivches that you have a sakin. You use it for chituch klafim. It's a cipher. It's cutting klaf to make mezuzos and chavesvos. So it's pater mitzvah. Says the Ramah, but if you want to use it, even aray, mashma even one time. Nach Shulchan is matzchik. He says, no, it doesn't mean one time. It means you use it for now and then. But Ach Shulchan himself is maskim. The Tzarechin says Ach Shulchan is maskim. Keep shutum even one time. It's chayiv tefillah. So you see that the Hagadar of Klei Suda, until now we're just discussing what it has to do. But once it does that, epis even once, you're chayiv. Says the Prichadosh, Avada this Ramah is wrong because Sifkan Chav Gimel because Avada we go Basar Reif Tashmisha, and that's Lashitas of the Prichadash speaks about a few places in Sifkat and Yud Beis, Yud Tes, and this one is in Chav Gimel. Prichadash throughout keeps saying that Avada we go Basar Reif Tashmisha, and if something is Beikar Mugdar as not Klei Suda, the fact that you use it one time doesn't make it Klei Suda. And Emes is, and Archa Shulchan says this for Davar Pashit, the Shev Yankiv also says it, that we go baser reif tashmishay, and the emphasis is l'chayr hachim stavro, because the chiyuv tefillos kelim is not on a certain type of shimush in a kli, it's on a kli, like we discussed last week. Toiras kli, what kaimer in the kli, so now we have to be magdir, is it a kli suda? So avada l'chayr, the pashut hakdar of a kli is baser reif tashmishay. And certainly, you know, okay, so Aruch Hashem tries to make a pshara, but certainly the Ramaz mashma even one time, you take a screwdriver, use it one time, that can be chayv in tefillah. So the emphasis is like this, that.
We don't go
Basar Reif Tashmisha. The Hanabi, by Hagol Skin. The Shulchan says the Kol Shkin. Archa Shulchan says we go Basar Reif Tashmisha by Hagol or Kol Shkin over here. Okay, emphasis is a different Svara. Over there it's a Shaila of Ena Binyoyma to Binyoyma, and Maisa over here it's a Shaila of Klei Suda. But Al Kapanim, Prichadish assumes that the Rama just didn't accept this whole concept, and Mela is Chayla. And the Chayla, if you look good, you look carefully in the Rama, in the Isav Heter that the place can bring, it seems that Avad the Rama is masking. Avad we go Basar Reif Tashmisha. At least to an extent. And the pshat is like this, that Sif Ches, what was the whole discussion over there, right? That's the whole Hagos HaShri. You buy a sakin, And this guy bought it for chitach klafen. And this guy's using it for his suda. And this one bought it for his suda, and he's using it for chitach klafen. So if we're over there, the whole discussion of the Gosa Shri is that he's talking about a regular knife. And it seems there was a certain type of knife, a generic, neutral type of a knife. Some people use it for this. Some people use it for that. So Mela, there the Ramah is machmer. The Prichadash Taka Mekel, there the Ramah says no. Balta, this is a knife. And some people take a knife like this, and it probably belongs in their kitchen. It's a kitchen knife by them. And you're using it for chitach klafen. But the regular that you go and even use it one time for tzarchei achila, so you're using a kli, which others use this bekvias as a kli suda, and you use it one time, that already goes into the hagdar of the kli, because it's a normal thing to use this for cutting food. So in Mela, it comes out that this is a kli that has kilu two tashmishin. It's chitach klafen, but it's also kli suda. And neither tashmish is batal to the other one. And there the Ramah will say, you're chayiv tefillah, and it's mashma from the Ramah even with a bracha. And there the Prichadash is chaylik. But the oifen that we're talking about a kli, the mashal, where's the Prichadash is first chedesh? He says on sivdalet, by tripods. Tripods are something that you put the pot on. Chamla kli suda. And no one in their right mind ever uses such a thing, bekvias, for a kli suda. But the Prichadash says, you know, Amal, they used to put the food directly on the tripod. It was convenient to be tzayla, to roast it. It's interesting, we do such a thing on the oven, on the stove grates, Erev Pesach, people put the to roast the tzli. So says the Prichadash, b'chi agavna, it's vada pater. So it's mashmer from the Prichadash, your base, your test, and Chavgimel, that the Ramah doesn't agree with this whole idea, and he's chayek, but l'chayer nei. The Ramah vada could be masking that the oifen, that it's a kli which no one in their right mind ever is miyachid for oichel, and the ikar hagdara is for something else. So avada, such a hagdara, the arai dika mikri arai dika usage for tzarchei achila and for kli suda mamash, avada won't be mafkein, it'll be pater and mutter to use b'chiyai gavno.
And you have in grace.
And the emes is like this. So we're going to get to the lemaisa one second. So Archa Shulchan, he brings this Ramah, and he's like bothered. He tries to be madchik. He doesn't mean one time. He means a few times. He means sometimes. So emes is, it's very meduyik, because the pre-tayar, the pre-chadash, I'm sorry, he brings the Issa v'heter. When the Issa v'heter discusses this halacha of the sakin, he doesn't say it's a regular sakin. The Issa v'heter says lahedya, it's a sakin shel seifrim. And on the sakin shel seifrim, a seifer's knife, from some of that, you got any seifer, it probably looks like a little razor of sorts. And on the sakin shel seifrim, there the isfetr is machmir, that even that you can't use arai. And there the Archa Shulchan, so the Archa Shulchan and the Prichadash understood that that's what the Ramah was talking about, a sakin shel seifrim. The Ramah Tmavur, he wasn't, and Badafka didn't quote that isfetr. The isfetr is taka machmir, even on a sakin shel seifrim. But and that taka, the Prichadash Lachar is right. And but that the Ramah didn't quote. And the Chiyai Gavno, Avada, and b'chiyah gavna, that would be like the din of the tripods. That would be a kli which really has an ikar hagadara be'enei abriyas, that it's taka not used, has no shaykhs to be used for a kavua to kli suda. And al-zeh, we would taka say the heter of Rav Tashmisha. Now the pre-tayer, so the pre-tayer, I think it's in Sivkan Yeral, for Yud Beis, taka says lahedya like this chilek, and he says that's avada. I think he says lahedya, that's shot in the Ramah. And the ma'isa comes out before Shechben in the Ben Ishchai, because the Ben Ishchai paskins Rav Tashmisha, lahedya, says we go about Rav Tashmisha. And Meidach Yisa, he paskins the Chumra of the Ramah. He says, by the Sakin, even Arai, even one time, I'll be Chayiv. I Rav Tashmisha, Teretz is Nishkin Stira. Okay, so then it would come out that Lamaisa, we would have a Kula for what different types of things. So, like someone was mentioning, let's say the oven grates. Without getting into the Ma'ar's pan, you know, the pan-like grate that goes into the oven, without getting into that right now. Well, Maisha, the regular grates that we ruba the rubar, that's like a tripod, basically. You don't put food ever on it, you put little pans on it. I mikri, someone will throw in a pita, throw a piece of bread to be toast. That's the that's mafersh in the pre-chadash by the tripods. The tripods are derech klal. No one in their right mind has ever meyachid such a thing for just eichel. Once in a while, you throw in a piece of bread, so that's like the tripod that even when you're tzoyle, ba'ara, it doesn't take away the hagdara that it's not actually suited to tripod, it'll be much.
Also the grates on top of the stove.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing on top of those. And Mechira, I saw from the Star K and their little Tefillah Skelim hand guide book. So they say there that the rotating glass dish in the microwave should be Tevil B'lei Bracha. Mechira, there's no Chiyav at all. Mechira, it's Pater Mitzvila. It's a type of thing that's not really royal. I mean, don't tell me royal tashmish shachar. You can't really. It's not very impractical to take the thing and use it as a plate. It's not really royal tashmish shachar. The ikar tashmish is avada to put with kalim. So maybe it's me tashmish l'charetz patim mitfila. One other thing I saw one of the sermon was topic about this. The charetz pashet pater, that you know, some people sometimes you have a metal Matilas Yadayim. So sometimes women, they defrost things in there. Okay, defrosting anyway, it's usually in a preliminary stage. If you ba'ara, use your Matilas Yadayim kais for different food. You know, you catch your kid trying to take a drink from it, whatever it is, so it's putter and it's potato because of the klal of Reif Tashmisha versus Miyat Tashmisha.
I mean, by a kli that's not miyuchad ki huzeh for Tashmish, it wouldn't even be arah.
For Tashmish what?
No, forget the natla. Let's say the screwdriver. You're eating with a screwdriver as a spoon. How do you know?
Yeah.
That wouldn't even be arah.
Why would that not be
arah?
So the Pritar says.
So the Pritar
who says this chiluk, he says that in a chanami, he says that's good for the yisoid over here. It's a shtickle bottle daita.
Even by things that could, in theory, you can use them for the natla. You said sometimes maybe people use, or the tripod, maybe you put a pita.
So you're saying it's worse.
I'm saying there are things that are pashan mufka. No one ever puts a pita on.
Right. He's talking there, I think, about these tripods and the misparaim. He's talking about things where I think it's relatively normal. It's like there, since the derech klal is miyuchad for non-food items, anyone who does it is about ladaitoi. It's called. But the MS is, they point out that l'chayr, let's say you take a screwdriver, like you're strange, and you are miyachid it only for food, 100% of the time. That's l'chayr chayv.
It's even if it's like
what?
No,
oh my, you made it. Okay, so let me tell you, you got it from the guy. The guy did it already. Okay, that's chayef.
And again, it would have to be a yichud namish.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, and the one other hetter really we discussed it. I just wanted to mention it in this context of Klei Suda, is that the Dvarim Gedolim and Mechubarim Lakarka, also they say is a steer to having a shame Klei Suda. And that's what the various shilas of your dud anyway, it could be Reif Tashmisha because most of the water is not used for drinking. Your refrigerator. Them says that there's a shila with the drawers. The drawers really, that's a shila. So what's with the drawers that let's say it would be glass or metal, whatever it is, and you put the food in. It's ma'aseh tichsun, but ichsun rosh tokom achmir. So yeah, they like too. There's other svara that it's kavua. It's stuck in its place. Shmuel Zalman wrote it's a kli asu lanachis. That's just different svaras like that. Which svara is not telling the dinim, but just the fact that it's not a kli suda. And for the same reason, mechayr a glass tabletop. Some people have a glass tabletop that you know, even if you can eat off it, mechayr it has aside from it has also this heter that it's kavua. It's in its place. It's not something you don't bring it to the table.
Yeah,
it is the table.
That's already the table.
Usually you don't eat.
Yeah, no, and anyway, you have to Reif Tashmisha, right? So Reif Tashmisha is like a tripod, that's what you're saying. Yeah, because we put put on the outside of the game. Yes.
Oh.
Fine. Shkoyach.